Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And cold out there this morning.
It was. I've been not putting the car in the garage because, you know, it's a little inconvenient. But this morning, when the windshield was totally frozen over, I said, from now on, in it goes.
Well, first topic here this morning, which is Scalise knocks Cuomo for Democratic endorsements. Alan, Senate Republican leader, that's the New York State Senate, Dean Scalise, offered up some rare public criticism of Governor Cuomo on Saturday, suggesting Cuomo is out of touch for endorsing three Democrats in key state Senate races. That's Terry Gibson in Rhinebeck, Dutchess County, Cecilia Kacik in Duanesburg, Schenectady County, as well as Croton Attorney Justin Wagner. The Senate, Scalise, and endorsements by Governor Cuomo.
Well, as you know, Scalise was allowed to draw the districts the way that he wanted to. And that's because Cuomo did not carry through on his campaign pledge that he would veto any of those self-serving apportionment bills. So the Republicans got in power. A lot of people thought, including me, that Cuomo was more comfortable with the Republicans under Scalise being in the Senate so that they could put the brake on runaway expenditures than if the Democrats were in control. So what happened was when Zephyr Teachout got to be the threat to Cuomo in the working families convention, there was an agreement that Cuomo would help the Senate go Democratic. He's fulfilling his pledge by endorsing these three, but I have to tell you, they're not doing all that well. At least two of them are not doing all that well in the polls. Now, they've been endorsed by some of the local newspapers and by Cuomo, but if the Senate stays Republican, there'll be a question in everybody's mind as whether Cuomo really wanted it that way.
Voter ID laws, Alan. In Texas, Supreme Court is letting the ID law stand past this election now, and this after rejecting requests from the Obama administration and civil rights groups. What do you make of the voter ID laws that are around the nation?
Well, as you know, look, we all know, there's no secret to this, that the Republicans feel every time you expand people's time that they can come to vote or how they get to vote or how they register, every time you can expand the franchise that way, more Democrats are going to be benefited. So they are against it. The Republicans control Texas, period. End of discussion. They pass a law that makes it harder. They go to the Supreme Court of the United States, and lo and behold, you know, you got five Republicans sitting up there, and they do everything in their power, from presidential elections, which I still think Gore won, right down to the present day when they say, anything you want, legislature that restricts the franchise, we're for it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.